Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, baby. It's what you need, baby. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. Where lies, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would've done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell me
what y'all to do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your, together, rock and roll, then you're rolling rock, then your mind says the rhythm is just, don't stop, 5, 6, get a precise mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll, then you're rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count 1, 2,
tell me what y'all to do.
3, 4,
it's time for all your
suggestions.
Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then your rock, the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. We're solid as a rock, shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to solve.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and jazz. Don't stop, 5, 6, get up and start the mix. 7, 8, it's time to move the beat. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock.
And welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also coming to you live from my YouTube channel. If you'd like to find that, you can go to youtube.com and search Conversations of a Sister. I thank you for tuning in tonight. Oh, at that channel, you can also subscribe. I thank you for tuning in tonight for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is the bitter girlfriend. First and foremost, I'm just going to say to my bloggers, I appreciate the email communication. I really do. I appreciate it. We appreciate all of the emails. But it is better if you come on my YouTube channel during the show. You can live chat me. I'm sure I'll address whatever questions you may have, or you can simply leave those questions and comments to the blog. Because I have, what, over 1,600 followers, and I can't always get a chance to read all of my emails. But I thank you for subscribing, for following, for tuning in, and even for listening. Tonight's conversation, The Bitter Girlfriend. Now, the reason why I chose this conversation, or I chose to delve into this conversation, is because it's a comment that I hear a lot. Her girlfriend is bitter. We broke up because she's listening to her bitter girlfriend. Or, you know, oh, you know, she said that. She must be bitter. I hear it a lot. So first of all, let's define bitter. Bitter is someone who's angry. Every comment, every attitude is just going to be addressed in anger. Even if she's bitter, her comments, her statements, her suggestions will have an undertone. And that undertone will be of anger. And if it's not anger, it is going to be of sarcasm hidden in anger. That's someone who's bitter. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a girlfriend. It can be an associate, or it can just be, you know, someone we're just kind of casually friends with. But we need to determine when statements, comments, or even advice is bitter versus when someone is genuinely telling you things that are from the heart. We need to determine this. And the only way to determine it is to determine whether or not someone is actually bitter because of the conversation that you're going to have. Now, I was talking to this friend of mine. Yes, it is a male friend. And he stated that he and his girlfriend broke up years ago because he felt like she was listening to family members. Okay, well, that's one thing. You can listen to whoever you want to listen to, but at the end of the day, you have a mind of your own, and your relationships are your relationships. And there is a time to share and a time not to share. And when a relationship is in danger, and when I say in danger, I mean if it's abusive, mentally, physically, psychologically, it is time to share that, especially if it is something that you're going to second guess. Because anyone who's abusive should have all kinds of red flags and attentions called to them, especially in that relationship. And when you're not certain that that person is bitter, not bitter, but abusive, that is when you should maybe share it, run it by someone, even if it's a professional. But it's not something that you should keep to yourself or maybe try and handle on your own. You should always seek outside counsel, whether it's from a confidant, which can be a best friend, a parent, or just a guardian, someone with whom you trust that is going to give you the correct counsel. And not every girlfriend, not every male friend is bitter when they give you advice or when they share a concern. Not everyone is speaking from a bitter perspective. There are women who need women. You know, we need women. We need other women. We need our women folk to share with. And a lot of times we determine what that is based upon that person's knowledge of you as an individual. For example, if you have like a best friend or a sister or someone you're really close to, they're going to know when something is going on. And if you decide to confide in them, you should know when they're speaking. speaking from a bitter or an envious perspective. It's just, I don't know. You should have that type of discernment. Because if they're speaking from a bitter perspective, sometimes they come off as angry. Just angry. Flat out angry. There is no room for compromise in the counsel or advice that they may be sharing with you. Someone who's speaking from a bitter perspective may compare their relationship or their situation to what you're going through. And there may not even be any clear distinctions, but out of nowhere, they will make that comparison. So it is up to you to listen so that you're able to determine if it's coming from a bitter perspective. But I say this to the brothers. I say this to the fellas because I'm hearing it a lot. I'm seeing it a lot. I'm reading it a lot on social media. Her bitter girlfriends. Her bitter girlfriends. Are the girlfriends bitter? That's something that can be easily determined. It's all about listening and discerning where that advice or that piece of information is coming from. Because a girlfriend that's speaking to you from love and from wisdom, she's also going to tell you when you're wrong. And we need friends like that. We need girlfriends who are going to tell us when we are wrong. They're going to just flat out say to you, well, you know what? I hear you, but you're wrong. Maybe he has a point, or maybe she has a point, because they are going to listen to you openly and honestly and not always hear it from the heart, which is heartstrings based upon their relationships with you. Because sometimes the truth can hurt, but we need friends who are going to be honest. They're going to be honest with you. And if they tell you that something is not good or something is wrong or it's like they can feel a particular situation based upon what you've shared, you can always evaluate how it's being spoken. And then you can see how it's played out. And then if they're wrong in the end, you can say, well, you were wrong. And I think that maybe you were speaking from a different perspective. Maybe that came from your hurt, or maybe that came from your bitterness. But that's not necessarily my situation. But you, as an individual, have to be able to determine a bitter perspective from someone who's sincere, because not every friend is speaking to you from a bitterness type of perspective. Not every girlfriend that's giving you advice is bitter. I've talked to friends in the past, and the first thing they would say is, oh, she's bitter. Oh, she's bitter. And I'm like, no, she's not bitter. And I can say that because I know the individual. Or I know the person, and I can take what's being said as genuine, genuine advice or a genuine perspective, but not from automatically determining that the person is bitter. So for those of you who may be just tuning in, we're talking about the bitter girlfriend, but there's a twist to this conversation. And the twist is, not every girlfriend is bitter, and not all advice is coming from a negative perspective, because a lot of it is coming from truth, or it could be coming from truth. And that is what you want. You want those girlfriends who are going to tell you the truth. And they need to tell you the truth whether they like it or not. They should tell you the truth whether they like it or not. They should tell you the truth. It's like, wow, you know, I really don't like this person, or I really don't like him, but to be honest with you, whatever, you're wrong, I think you're right. I think it's this or I think it's that. And if you don't believe me or if you don't want to believe me, then, you know, hey, I could be wrong. Watch it play out. But at the end of the day, not all advice is coming from a bitter perspective. I'm here to tell you that we have girlfriends and we have women folk who is not always speaking from a bitter perspective. Fellas, do you hear me? Because I'm hearing it, as I stated, a lot. I see the memes or the memes. I see the comments, and they're all saying the bitter girlfriend. The bitter girlfriend. Not all girlfriends are bitter. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are some times wherein you may have a girlfriend or a friend who has a hidden agenda. And that hidden agenda will come out in the advice that they give you or the counsel that they give you or in the statements that they make. But again, you should be able to determine which is which. You have to be able to determine it. Because when someone is speaking from a bitter perspective, that's a perspective or advice that you should not consider. As a matter of fact, it's something that you should actually take with a grain of salt, because you know from which it comes or from which it came. You have to always know your source and check your source and know that your source is speaking from love, concern, and reliability. And if you don't have that, then that's not something that I would take to heart. I would actually take it lightly. Because when a sister or a friend or a brother is speaking from a bitter perspective, you have to let it roll off of you like water off of a duck's back, because you have to take it from which it comes. Because we know some people who are just miserable. They're just unhappy people. And if they're unhappy, they don't want to see you happy. But that's something that you should know. You should know that. You should know it based on a person's personality. You should know it if you have a history with them. You should know whether or not they're miserable, because it's going to speak in their attitude, because their attitude is going to determine what is spoken. You cannot get a positive conversation or a positive outcome from a negative individual. And a lot of times, negativity follows bitterness, and bitterness follows negativity. So it's like you have to choose your conversations wisely. You have to choose your friendships wisely, because we're going to be able to determine the root of bitterness. It will come from an angry perspective. It will come negatively. Even if they sugarcoat it in the beginning, you best believe the conclusion will end negatively. So we have to determine our source of information. We have to determine our source of advice and of counsel, because it should be solid and it should come from love, especially when it's something that we depend on. Because at the end of the day, you have to bounce conversations off of individuals who may not necessarily be involved in your relationship, because that's when you're going to get an unbiased perspective. I was talking to my girlfriend last night, my best friend. She's actually my sister. And I shared with her something that I thought or something that I felt. And she said to me, no. She said, I don't think that's it. She said, no, no. She said, I think you have it wrong. And then she gave another example of the thought and how I was thinking. And when I hung up from her, I was like, you know what? She's right. She's absolutely correct. Because, you know, I'm the type of person, I analyze everything. I analyze everything. Everything with me is analyzed. That's just a part of my personality. I analyze everything. I'm not ashamed to say it. I analyze. I will analyze everything. I will analyze it in a minute. And in conversation with her, she was like, no, She said, that's not it. She said, no, I think you're wrong. She said, that's not it. And that's funny because I was hell-bent on believing what I thought. Because I just knew that what I thought was exactly what it was. But she was like, no. When I ran it by her and I gave her the scenarios and the perspective and the conversation back and forth, she was like, no. She said, that's not it. She said, no, that's not it. And she had no dog in the fight. She had no dog in the race. She was completely unbiased. But she can be that way. She's the type of sister friend who can be completely unbiased because she's going to be fair. And those are the kind of friends that we need. We need friends who are going to be fair, who are going to tell us the truth, and they're going to do it in love. Because when they do it in love, they care about your outcome. They care about your happiness when it's done in love. But when it's malicious, nah, those are hidden agendas. That's what they are. So my conversation tonight was to say that every sister, every woman friend, every woman folk, all woman folk, they are all not bitter. They are not bitter, fellas. They are not bitter. They're simply given advice, and they're giving it to your girlfriend, your sisters, whoever. They're giving it. You may not like it based upon the outcome and the conclusion, but if they are sincere and if they are speaking from love, then that is how that person and that relationship should proceed, if they choose to proceed that way. That's if they choose to proceed. Because not everyone is listening to a bitter girlfriend. Hell, not everyone is listening to a sane girlfriend. Because people, at the end of the day, women, men, are going to do what they want to do. At the end of the day, that's the conclusion. We all do what we want to do. But I'm speaking on behalf of the women who are given sound advice, the women who are being fair, the women who are telling the truth, and they're telling it honestly because they're looking out for the happiness and the well-being of that sister that they're speaking to. So not every girlfriend is bitter, and not all advice is bad. So I thank you for tuning in tonight. That's it. I'm the bitter girlfriend. That's all that I needed to add because I felt like it needed to be said. We are all not bitter. All women are not bitter. All advice is not wrong, and a lot of it is sane. So watch how she moves or watch how he moves, and then you can determine if it's the right outcome. And if it is, she'll be like, oh, my God, she was right. Or, oh, my gosh, he was right. Because everyone is not bitter. As I stated, a lot are speaking from love. So I thank you for tuning in tonight. After listening, subscribe to our YouTube channel because I will be coming to you live weekly as well as online at Conversations at Blog Talk Radio /Conversations of a Sister. You can also subscribe to the channel there. Or for the gossip, I shouldn't say the gossip, but for the real conversation, You can also find it on my blog at conversationsofasista.com. My blog followers are there daily, and they're constantly having conversations, one about another. And our conversations are prepared a week in advance. So for all of the emails that were sent about the Biden administration and administering free crack pipes, because I know a lot of people don't believe it, but yeah, the Biden administration will be handing out or giving out or mailing out, however it's going to go, free crack pipes. It's a program that was supported. So yes, that is true. I saw the comments on the blog. I even saw your emails. We're going to address that in another conversation at another time. But in the meantime, I thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Until then,
count me out.